Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. This is, I think, a really fun webinar we're going to do because we did this last one almost 2 years ago or a year and a half ago at least. And it is where I talk about some really cool tools that allow you to be mobile away from your desk. One of the things that I think is a downside of freelancing. Now, I'll give you this. A lot of people say, oh, freelancing is great. You get to make your own hours. And my response is, yes, I get to choose which 20 out of 24 hours I work. That is freelancing. And because a lot of times we are just so stuck in one place, it's hard for us to get out, go places, remove ourselves from the desk because a lot of our tools are tied into that desk. So a good portion of today is I'm going to introduce you, I think, to a number of newer tools that I haven't really talked about in the past because either I haven't found them, we haven't found them, nobody shared them, but it's just new tools. Now, let me open this up to you. What is, let's say, the one application that you have to use from your desktop? Like currently, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, you just, if a client asks for a certain thing, you've got to go back and get that. You've got to go back and use that. So Coda, yeah, maybe your text, your editor, your integrated development environment is something that keeps pulling you back. Well, we're going to talk about that because I have a few options now. The other thing is I think many people say when you have to do image work or image design or everybody says Photoshop or Illustrator, I need tools that can handle my layers, do all this stuff. Well, I think now, some of you may, for the big projects, you may need to use your Photoshop, but how many times are you, let's just say, you've submitted the stuff to the client, you're ready to go, you walk away, and all the client, sudden the client gets back to you and says, can we just change this one little color in this graphic, or can we change the date in the graphic? Well, sure, we can go back to our desktop, change the thing, but sometimes we just need to have something that can open a complex Photoshop file. We can make the little edit, save it, export it to whatever we want, upload it, and then you know we can go ahead and tweak it later from a desktop. So, how many of you have heard of Photopea? This is a free website based app. Photopea has been a life-saving solution for me over the past few months. So again, you can just go to Photopea. The link is there. Everything we're going to do, you do not need to pay for an account. Now, you can pay to get rid of the ads. You can pay for cloud storage. You can pay for everything. What I like about this, and I'll show you my other thing that I use for Illustrator stuff with Gravit Designer. But when I found Photopea, it allowed me to take my Chromebook anywhere and do it. So I can open up Photoshop files. I can open up GIMP files, sketch files, RAW, basically anything. This will open up the file. Now, I don't want to just open up a demo photo from them. I want to show you a complex Photoshop file with tons and tons of layers and effects, and I'm going to show you that you can use this for the solutions that you want. So I'm going to go ahead and come over here to open. And I've got it in a backup file. I am working on an event poster for the wife's upcoming project. She's bringing in a Broadway singer to do a masterclass. So it's going to load. It does take a little bit of time to load it. That was actually pretty quick. Now it's going to have to load in the font. So this is another thing that sets it apart from every other type of online Photoshop systems, because remember how these Photoshop files, now the file that I just loaded here was over 10, I think it was over 10 megs, and it has the font files embedded in the Photoshop file. So when I upload it or I add it to here, not only, even if I'm working from a computer or a browser that doesn't support those fonts, the fonts come with it. And I'm able to now work with it. So I now have my full layers, my channels, if I'm working with channels and everything. So I have the ability to handle my, and again, this is split into a number of folders. So notice how, if you're familiar with using Photoshop, especially with how you organize your layers, it all comes in properly. So I can even come in here to the text, or when I'm over the item, I can right click, just like Photoshop, find the title that I want to deal with. It grabs that area and I can double click on it, and it's going to allow this now to be editable. I can even come in here and guess what? I have the effects that are currently assigned to that. I can even come in here and, exactly like Photoshop, click on the blending options and, oh look, it looks like Photoshop. I have the bevel, the strokes, the satin, the glows, the blending modes. I'm able to run through this. Now, the free version of this allows you to step back in history. I think it's 50 steps, or maybe it's 30 steps. But basically, all you'd have to do, if you're where you want it to do, you can hit save, save it as the Photoshop file, and then you're good to go. But we have all the, this is probably one of the coolest features for those of you who do web development. Notice what's going on here. I can see the CSS properties that are going on this layer that are affecting this layer. And it's not just I can see the CSS items. Where you're looking, if I come over, where am I coming? Where did it go? Yes. So I can take this information and bring it over to the web. So I can do the design work. I can even bring a regular Photoshop file and have a very simple way of, oh, this is the exact text that I want. This is where I want it to go. This is the size. This is the letter spacing. And then you can wrap the actual image that you're going to export or put on a website or do something else. So you actually have the CSS stuff that you can actually deal with. So it's the CSS for that layer. Now you can come over here into like the character properties. This is where you can also adjust some of the, you know, the regular settings for the text. Everything is editable here. We even have all these type of filters that not only Photoshop, but also GIMP would provide. And then when you're done, not only can you save as a PSD, I can export as any number of files, everything from a PNG to a JPEG to a WebP to an ICO. Marianne, everything we are dealing with is not being saved online. This is local JavaScript. So when I hit save, it wants to know where to save it on my computer. It is not allow, it's not saving on the cloud. Now you can pay for premium accounts that allow you to save in their cloud so that then once you log in, you can open items directly from there. But I can also export layers, which is a huge difference from every other online Photoshop item. I am logged in with the free account. Everything I am seeing is a free account. Now, if you see, I can install this. Again, I'm on a Chromebook, so it will basically just install a few library things on the Chromebook as well as just a launcher if you're on a Chromebook. You don't need that. I wanted to show you simply going to the website on the free account. I am not even logged in to an account. Full functionality for the free people. You just have ads. The other great thing is they don't lock you in. If for whatever reason you've got a project, and let's say you've got to go on vacation, or for some reason you as a freelancer have finally taken a vacation, and you're away from your computer, and all of a sudden the client calls, they're willing to pay you all this money, but you don't have access to your Photoshop, but you don't want to deal with the ads, you want to have full things. $5. Oh, the ads? This is an ad on the right-hand side. Do you guys see that? That's the ad. So if that doesn't bother you and you've already tuned it out, you're fine. So this is one of the coolest new features that I would really encourage you to check this out. Now, I will tell you that the Chromebook I use now on this, it does have 8 gigs of RAM, and it does have a little higher processing power. But even on one of my lower level Chromebooks, it works perfectly fine. It's a little slower. I sometimes have to wait for things, but I'm still able to do this. Marianne, I have never seen an ad for anything but this, and I've been using it for several weeks now. This allows me to be on the metro when I'm traveling a bit, going to a different location. I can go in and edit the items, modify the picture. That's the other thing. This does something that I think most other online things don't do. How many of you use smart objects with Photoshop? If you don't know what smart objects are, they're basically you're putting one Photoshop file inside another Photoshop file, because you're basically, when you go edit the smart object, you're going to edit in a different tab or a different screen once you get everything there, and then you're set and you're ready to go. Okay, watch this. I'm going to come over here. Let me grab this, because these images are smart objects. Let me just pull it up over here. Image. So let's grab this. Oh, and it can handle the full masking stuff and all the other stuff. So I think this is what I want. I'm going to double click this. Oh, no, that's the layer. Let's double click on the image. It opens up and it is a smart object. So now I'm working in this Photoshop file. And if I need to move this around and I hit save, so I'm going to save this smart object has been updated. And I go back in here and whatever I did has now been, again, I just barely moved it, so it didn't really move, but so this is my answer to anybody who says, I must have Photoshop. Well, guess what? I can do it all, and then I can easily export out to Photoshop. I can convert it to a PNG. Oh, this is the other thing. I was about ready to do this. when I come over here and I say, I'm going to export this to a PNG file, I get the exact same thing I get in Photoshop, where I get the visual preview. I can see the size that's going on. I can adjust the quality, the export, the width, and save it all within this site. Now, Marianne, you said, well, what about Adobe Illustrator files? Well, that's where I use Gravit Designer. Let me pull this over. Oh, I'll show you what the great question, because yes, we can export as an SVG. And there we are. So not only can we rasterize the graphics, we can have the hidden layers, vectorize the text, rasterize the text, add the layer names, pretty thing. I mean, it just actually made it a larger file. There's a lot we can do with this. Now, the preview is a little messed up. I'm not sure why. Probably because it's really a big item. You can place Adobe Illustrator files. And the way you do it is you do open and place. You grab the Illustrator file, whatever you want, and you can place it. But if you're working more with Illustrator files, I really recommend Gravit. Because then we can work with EPS, Sketch, Illustrator imports. Now, I actually have an account with this one, so let me just log in. I think I've shown you guys Gravit Designer before. So Gravit Designer, and I wonder if I have anything. I will just grab a template. They have a bunch of different templates that we can use. Let's grab a little poster and let's do a classic car show. So basically now, again, the way Illustrator is going to be working, we're building with shapes and lines and cuts and text. Yes, you can place your images inside there. We're doing the blending. We've got every single one of your layers has your specific settings. If we grab our rectangle, you've got your blending options, your fills, your blurs, your everything. The one thing, the reason why I started with Photopea is Designer, Gravit Designer does not open fairly large Photoshop files. So if you have anything else, Illustrator files, other image files that you just need to use, I like to use Gravit Designer. It just seems to work a little bit more for how I work. I'm not a huge Photoshop person, but a lot of times a client will send you a Photoshop file and you've got to be able to work with it. So Gravit Designer does have a free account. I actually pay for this account. I only think it's like $30 or something for a year, or $29 for the year, because I also store a bunch of items in here. I'm able to share the account so that the wife can make some changes and deal with that. But I'm also able to export out to SVG, PDFs. I export out a lot of stuff for her because she shares them with her clients using PDF. And all these things are, so basically I have my Illustrator or vector graphic systems, and I have my Photoshop systems, all through two different websites. This one, let me go over to the, what is the difference? Let me log out and we'll go to, I'll show you where it is. Let's log out. So just go to, so I can work offline, export options, cloud storage. Those are the biggest things. You can look more about it, but oh, here's the features. That's what I was looking for. The free has most of this stuff included. It's only when you are, you can't work offline, you can't have advanced exports, and you don't have version history. Oh, the price went up. All right. So those are two items. Now, I'm going to share with you guys another really cool tool. How many of you remember maybe 10 years ago or 8 years ago, I shared with you a great image creator for those of us who are not design gifted? Google bought them. It was an app. It was a website called Picnic. How many of you guys remember Picnic? Most people have forgotten about them. I think I found the replacement. And the thing is, you can play around with this one for free. And then you can decide whether or not you want to pay anything for it. So Poster My Wall simply just says, now it gives you a whole bunch of things you can start with, which is somewhat similar to Gravit Designer. Nice thing is you can also try and filter by different sizes. Oh, I need a Facebook cover photo. And you can search for something. I have no idea if green. All right, so here's a green. Let's grab this one. Let's customize this. Very simple. And I'm able to hover over something. Here's my text, my font, my size, my alignment. And then when I'm ready, what I really like about this one is it's easy to lock things in place. So as you are trying to do a little bit of design, we can lock things into place and then you can go do something else. You don't have to worry about, okay, well, if I push this up to change the location, the background also moves or all these other things that can get frustrating. But we can go through here and create whatever we want. You've got your backgrounds, your layouts. It even has things to help you out. Oh, you want to create tear-off tabs. So it's going to create your little tear-off tabs. And then all you have to do is make the update Bob Bobertson. Call me now. And it will update. So there are some cool little tools that will reproduce items, create, I don't know whether you want to call them smart objects, but they've got a number of things to create a table, create a schedule. You can add any type of media. The other thing is it integrates with Getty Images, so you'd have to pay, Storyblocks, or Pixabay. So we can sit there and say, let's just search for muffins in, all right, so we're now going to add this video. I have no idea where. Uh-huh. So now we have a video. And you can save and do everything. Now, this is the other point. You either have to have an account to buy the print or download, or you can use this design system. Now, my little trick here is not going to work if you are putting animation. When you have it exactly set the way you want, you can use something like your Gaiazzo or whatever screen copier. Just grab the item that you've created. And now you've got your image cut. And you can go ahead and grab your image. Resolution will be very low. But a lot of times what you may be creating some of this because you want a quick Twitter image to go with something, or a Facebook image, or you're sharing something on social media, and you need a quick creation. So Poster My Wall is something, but I'm going to also show you that if you use something like this and it works out, now this can get expensive if you don't use this a lot. If you use it a lot for all your clients to create their information, you basically have unlimited things that you can create and edit. Or you can buy per credit if you just want to use their tool to create something, integrate something. You can pay on a per basis. Now, I did say this because there aren't many easy to use editors of image, like to create some type of image. This is one of the only ones that still exists. It does cost some money, but at least they allow you to play with everything before you buy it or before you create a subscription. So you can actually see whether it's going to work, or you're like, oh, I'm glad I didn't have to pay for that because I can do everything on my other tools. But this is just an option that is out there. All right, one more. There's a few more brand new ones. But if you're like me, you may also be saying, well, what about video? I need to be able to edit video, or I need to be able to go in here and combine videos. So let's say the client has given you 3 cell phone videos, and they want you to put it into one video that can be uploaded to YouTube. So that's where WeVideo can come in. So WeVideo, yes, there is a subscription for this. You can try it out for free. Basically, you're just going to have a lower resolution. You're not going to be able to grab 4K videos, and you will also have the name of the WeVideo logo will be on the bottom. But you can go through here, and you don't have to pay annually. You can try it out for a month if you want this, but they have a whole bunch of other things if you're doing. The only reason I'm bringing this one up is they allow you to basically create a holding place for your bumper videos. So these would be the things that you'd put on the front and the back of every video, and then you slap the video together. You can upload the bumpers, keep the bumpers on this site. Then you can just simply deal with it. Now, let me log in here. We'll see. Okay. So I had to create a quick little video of a girl who was doing an audition. Oh, wait. No, hold on. It's not the login. No. That's not the one. Hold on. I got to figure out where my account is. I wonder if it's with Google. Okay. Here's why I like this. It's a very simple. Gives me full capability of the audio, video, everything. I don't have to work on a phone. I've actually started going less and less powerful on phones just because I don't want to carry a massive phone with me. I don't like talking to people. But I'm able to store my media, combine the videos. I do have full text, motion, call out, static, overlays. I have a whole bunch of audio files that can be used, which royalty free. I'm not going to get a strike by YouTube or anything like this. I have transitions that I can be put in between each of the videos. And then once we're done, we can come over here and we can save items and we can even export, choose what we want. And we can export it directly into other items. Jesse, I'll take a look again at PowerDirector. I remember it from a number of years ago, and it many years ago, I felt it was convoluted. Like they tried to give you the kitchen sink. Maybe they've made the user interface better. All right. So, Photopea, Poster My Wall, Wii Video. There is a workflow. Yes. Okay. So you all know that I love workflowy. Oh, yes, the InVideo. Did they raise the amount for that AppSumo deal? The last time I looked, you could only do five-minute videos. InVideo wouldn't allow you to create anything longer than 5 minutes. And to me, that was my drawback for everything that I would do. Okay, so Workflowy, I love it. It's a way to keep lists together. If you've never looked at Workflowy, click that link in the handout and you will see this is the brain flow of everything. But I found something that is Workflowy on steroids. Now, Todoist is one thing, but this... there we go. Notion. How many of you have heard of Notion? Basically, it's a whiteboard on the internet that has all the tools of Workflowy, Todoist, shared project management integrated. You don't have to pay for anything. You can actually, I'll show you the pricing. Basically, you have, if it's just you, most of us are going to be perfectly fine with the free version. So, not only can you create your to-do lists, and your knowledge bases, and your task management, which operates also similar to how Trello works, but you can put in tables, spreadsheets, calendar systems, all can integrate so that when you log in, I need to log in with the actual account that I did. One second. Let's go back here. Log in. No. How do I log out? I don't want to do this. All right. Well, let us kill. Remove. I am not going to be onboarded. Because I believe I sent it up my WP Studio. And now I've got to find that email that just came in. Okay. So you'll notice that there is a feel to this as workflowy or Todoist or anything like this. You can see you can build your lists. Basically, anything you hover over, you will get all the options. If we click this, we can see that we can, you know, turn it into a link, move, add comments, add colors, add tags, whatever you need. You also have the ability to have notes and drafts. So here's my notes. If I'm using these templates, it has all these templates to set things up. So let's say we're going to create a blog post. So you can write your blog post in here. If I said use this template, it's going to add blog post here. I get my item here. Everything is set. And basically, you can build it however you want, move the stuff around, and then you're set to go. I can come in here, basically any of these items, all of these are, so we want to create a roadmap. So it creates the roadmap for you. Notice how a lot of these times it may already build your Trello board. Use this template. So it's going to create my roadmap. I have the feeling of a Trello board where I can move this over to this completed area. I can click on the item, information about it. I have steps to reproduce. I can come over here, turn this into a to-do list. Great. Now there's to-do list popping up. You have so much flexibility of working within. Yeah, there's a lot of NoteJoy feel to this as well. So basically, your workspace is here on the left-hand side. You can make basically anything in your workspace. Basically, everything is template-related. And then notice how when we created this roadmap, it already comes with filtering stuff. Jesse, no, it's there's a lot of JavaScript-based applications that use block-based editing, so not just Gutenberg. So what I was pointing out here is our roadmap already carries with it all these filters that are set that I can just simply, just pull me up the bugs. But that's still part of the full roadmap. I don't have to filter by that, by status. See, this is the new emojis don't render. That's one of the bugs. Well, just show me a list of all the bugs or status. Or this is epic, you know, all different ways that you can hide or share something. Now, the benefit, I think, of Notion is the ability for me to come over here, copy link. Share. That's what I was looking for. Share. This is where, if you work within this environment and you sign up your clients, you don't have to have them going to WordPress to approve something. You can create, if you have a workspace, or you can invite a specific person that maybe has the client has the ability to, they can comment. They can't edit. So basically, this is an entire workspace online that tracks the history of every interaction with it, whether you use it just for yourself. I like to think about this as a whiteboard that you can put anything on it. All right. So I think it's a very cool upgrade. I mean, I use Workflowy almost every day because it does exactly what I want it. But if you want something like this on steroids, the Notion app, web app, is pretty awesome. All right. How many of you have clients that you currently have them on WordPress, but they never touch the back end of WordPress. They just tell you what they want changed. So basically, you are working in WordPress. And they basically have static web pages, so you don't need dynamic stuff. I want to introduce you to something. Oh, let me add the caveat before I share this with you. How many of you work within WordPress because you have tools like Beaver Builder, Elementor, that allow you to create your websites faster with more creative setups? Because the days of you working straight in HTML, you hope are long past. I might have a solution for you. How many of you have ever heard of Novi Builder? Anybody ever heard of Novi Builder? This builds HTML websites with full graphical integration, meaning you upload this folder wherever you want to do your work. It is a straight HTML, PHP-based builder system. Does not need a database, does not need anything else like that. You can use it on any server. And I'm going to demonstrate this for you. On one of our test sites, my test sites, I have installed it. So Novi Builder is basically just a folder. I hope I remember what the password is. Oh, looks like I did update it. One second. Oh, this is going to be very embarrassing if I can't remember the password. Aha, I got it. Okay, so it shows up. Now, while I'm gonna just jump over here and actually open up the wpstudio.dev. This is the web page. You know, it's fully functional, fully designed web page. The Novi Builder is just a, notice how it's just a folder. But it now has a full, not only visual editor, but I also can just do code right from here. Really cool. Here's why. You're going to recognize the feel of a page builder if you're used to using them in WordPress. So notice how when I hover over elements, I get a little pop-up item. I get things like, well, if all I see is just a plus, that probably means I can just click on here and I can just simply start typing to change content. And then I can save it. And again, I save the project. Doesn't mean it's been published to the site yet. But if I hover over items and I see something else, it's going to open up. Oh, so whatever I added here was a link, and I can choose what I want to link it to. I can come over here and let me hover over this. So notice how I have a layer here, replace image, all these type of things. Again, I can click on the text, but what if we want to add things? So that's where we have, let me get it just right, the plus. You have, we can insert presets. Your call to actions already set, background video already set. We can add any of these items directly in here. What I'm trying to find. So we have all these presets that are already kind of been built for us. And yeah, we're in the edit mode. I just want to make sure I'm in the right place. Okay. So before I go publish, I can then say, you know what, I need to make sure that we are mobile ready. So I can turn it on mobile. I can go through here and So we need to change this. Where's my, oh, this is it. No, where's my, so changing my background, that's a color. I can make it a gradient. Again, I'm on the mobile. Let me actually go back to the desktop. So we're able to, what I'm trying to look at, there's some editor stuff that I'm completely missing. Where'd it go? Why did I not? All right. Maybe I can find it where, when I, in just a moment. This is the really cool feature, the design mode. When I click on this, it will open up something that will make it appear like CodePen. Why? Here's the HTML of the site, of the page. Now, Jesse, I'll explain security in just a moment. Here's the CSS. Now, there may be multiple style sheets. I can jump over to the different style sheets. This is the style sheet. Now, this is a template that has already been built. The JavaScript, yes, this is fully editable. So if I come in here and let's go down, let me change something. Yeah, I mean, we can zoom in. It's just like a regular browser page. So if I did this body, background, color, and I mean, I got to make it go smaller. I'm adding the important simply because I'm sure there's something else that's, oh, let's do this, font size. I know that'll mess everything. Font size, 15 pixels. Okay, that changed slightly. Let's make it 25 pixels. So the auto deploy there, here's the text. Watch the phone. That's where... There. Notice how it just now changed in real time. You can't dock it on the side where you'd want a fairly large monitor if you're going to be doing a lot of this. All the presets are here. You have other plugins that you can add, everything from MailChimp integrations to links to backgrounds to galleries to swipers to all whatever. Feeds, video embeds, all of these things. So you can edit and design. The edit mode gets rid of everything and you're able to just edit directly on this. Now, where would you use something like this? It's over here. When you upload the configuration, basically we are saying, where's the site? It'll grab all that stuff from the site. It'll grab all the pages. Well, where are the pages? These are all the pages of the site. Right now, there's just two pages on the site. It grabs it, pulls it in. So if you have an HTML page, it'll pull them into Novi Builder. You'll see the visual, and then it will allow you to simply change the title. And then once you're ready and you save, because in your configuration you have set up the location, so what's the URL, you've been able to set up, you know, what's going on, what are we using in terms of, if you've added images, if you've added videos, where are we putting them, what directories are we going into. So once you've set that up, I can then simply hit publish It saves, it checks to make sure everything is going. It's now pushing all those changes published to the site. Great. Now we're going to go over to our site, refresh, change the title is already there. Our weird, we are always typing to change content. So any of the changes that we made are now, So when we talk about, let me go back over here. So this is the actual live site. Let me show you the page source. It is just a straight, almost basically minified, but it has each line has this little weird date. It is pure HTML. There is absolutely no back-end entry point. Now, if you put a form in there, there is that integration. So the security of this is nothing more than an HTML web page. And with zero optimization, you're going to get a fairly fast page because it is only JavaScript and HTML. There's no database. There's no dynamically pulling things in through a loop. The only reason I bring this up is you may have clients that like to tweak. How do you protect a site that is HTML? You just make sure your server doesn't have FTP access or, you know, outside entry points. You have a strong password on the Novi builder area so nobody can get into it. Because you can change your password. You can require password authorization to get to this page. The reason why you have to use WP security plugins is WordPress has all these open areas in the WP admin area. There's login screens. Well, if there's no login screens on an HTML page, oh, here's our font that we really blew out from our CSS. Basically an HTML page is extremely hard to hack. The only way your HTML pages get hacked is the hacker has gotten access to your server. There's nothing proprietary that Novi injects into your HTML because they leave everything in their builder folder. So let's say you built the site and you're set to go. Then you can just simply remove the builder folder, the Novi builder. Doesn't change anything on the site. Once you publish the site, it's done. You can delete the Novi builder from your server and the site is up and good. Georgia, great question. So if you had a client wanted to start off with a basic site, sure, you could build the site, edit the site, tweak the site using Novi, and then delete Novi. But then at that point, if they need to go to WordPress, you've already got an HTML page. This is a pure HTML page. Then you'd have to convert it to a theme or just take the divs and put it into whatever WordPress website theme that you're working with. I don't think they have any goal of making a converter to WordPress because that's not their audience. So the reason why I bring this Novi builder, we're actually going to do a deeper webinar on this because of the potential options for lower paying clients. You can get Novi Builder for as low as $19. I think there are other things like memberships and other stuff, but the actual tool is, it's less than $20. The Novi Builder pricing is the membership. And that includes like templating systems and other stuff. They sell their actual Novi Builder on Code Canyon. And because you can take it on and off, there's no restriction per domain that it's on or whatever. But yes, if you're looking at Novi Builder pricing, that's for the membership. That's to get templates. That's to get support. That's to get all these other things. And they actually say you get the tool for free if you're a member. There's a lot of templates that come with Novi already, that come with the $19 Novi on Code Canyon. But the thing is, you don't have to use any template. You can simply just have whatever HTML site is already there, and you can just work with, basically you install Novi in a folder, subfolder of that site, and it's going to pull whatever HTML template is there into Novi, and now you can simply edit. All right. Again, so what I was about ready to say was the reason why I'm bringing this up is there are tools out there that don't have, that you don't have to be tied to your regular desktop to do editing. Even full-blown code editors. This ICE coder, we briefly talked about this before. This ICE coder is a single file you can upload to any server, any folder, and you have a full editor system that markup that looks like Sublime Text, that operates like Sublime Text. It's a single file, put wherever you want. It can be completely locked down because it's a single file. You just put a single password on it. And it's really easy to use. If you're used to using Sublime Text, you're going to be able to just open up whatever file you want to open up. You're set to go. You can start editing. They also have the ability to have, where is it? There's plugins. Maybe they don't have the plugins on the demo. But they have all sorts of things from integrating with GitHub to color pickers and items. But if you simply need to edit some code online and you're away from your computer, you don't have your text editor, you don't have your markup area, basically you can have Sublime Text for free online. This one, I have been actually looking for. Actually, this search that took me here, probably close to 10 years ago, I shared with you guys a single file that you could upload anywhere that would open up an FTP directory. Like, you can upload this file, has a password in the file, and when you enter the password, it would allow you to upload files, edit files anywhere on that server. And it was a tool that we could use if a client did not give you access to the server. And this was a workaround. ICE Coder is the same way, but super powered. So let's say a client has not given you access to the server, and you need to edit core files because somebody had done something in a custom plugin, but you can't access the custom plugin. Well, all you need to do is upload one file into the server, and now you have access to the full directory and you can edit and do all sorts of stuff. So the trick is you can actually take this and upload it into WordPress through WordPress or something, and then visit this site. There's also a group working on integrating this into a WordPress plugin. So that you can have a full-blown editor. So this is an alternative to something like Shift Edit. I use Shift Edit every day. Has all my projects, everything I need, but it does cost like $60 a year. But all my bookmark codes, my access to different dev servers, it's all integrated into this. So, we actually went the entire hour, and I've only shown you the new stuff. I didn't include any of the stuff that was a repeat of the last time we had this. Things like, yes, Todoist, the MindMup, Sendy, Zoho, all these other tools that are online that help me run the business. These new items, especially Photopea, Gravit Designer, WeVideo, IceCoder, Notion, all of these are tools that I really encourage you to maybe just grab a 10-minute or 20-minute period in your day and say, I'm going to try one of these things. Maybe it will work. Because if some of you come back to me and tell me that, you know what, I was able to do XYZ at a coffee shop and I was able to get away from my desk. That's a win, because I think freelancers need to learn a little more mobileness to take advantage of the one benefit we have as freelancers. If all we are is locked to that desk, we're missing out on being our own boss and allowing ourselves to work from remote locations or other locations. So I hope this has been fun, finding some new things. And if any of you do live in a van down by the river, hopefully these tools will help you live there. Side note, I'm still working on trying to fix the recording from yesterday. That was a crazy event going in and out. We'll see how it goes. It may just be a bad recording. We'll see where it goes. If you missed or you were not a member yet when I had done the original mobile toolbox thing, I encourage you to look through the rest of the handout. Some of those things are reproductions of the last one. I've just added in a bunch of things. And try and find your tools. I always encourage people at least once a year, analyze the tools you use just to say, am I still using the best thing for what I need it to be? Many times our workflows as well as our work direction changes. So always analyze to see if we're using the right tools for the right projects. So take care. Have a great rest of your Thursday. And I will see you in Slack.